Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Pesachim, daf Nuntes. We left off by Nunches Ambev, right towards the bottom. Yesterday we started the Perek Tamed Nishchat, which we said is the next 40 blot in the Masechta. It's really five prakim in total that discuss the fifth through ninth prakim that get involved with Kachim, Karm Pesach, and other Kachim, Dinim. Actually, some refer to this part of the Masechta as Pesach Sheni. It's the first part of Pesachim, which is the general Dinim that relate to regular other dinim Pesach, and here's the dinim relate to the Karm Pesach. Some call the din of, they call it the Shem Pesach Sheni. Actually, yesterday there's a diak that we've had this similar diak a few times. We just didn't, we neglected to mention yesterday. The Mishnah says a lashon of that Tamid is normally brought 8.5 hours into the day. On Arvi Pesachim, it's brought 7.5 hours into the day. And what's the plural of Arvi Pesachim? We've had this diak multiple times, and I believe every time Tzlach points out, Arvi Pesachim means both Erev Pesach, not just Pesach Rishon. Even Pesach Sheni, which is interesting because you don't have the same exact restrictions throughout the different dinim we discussed yesterday with regard to Erev Pesach aren't necessarily the same with regard to Pesach Sheni. But I guess this din of moving the Karban Tamid and when you bring the Karban Pesach is the same both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So that's a tzlach, that's the lashon of Arve Pesachim. Okay, so we learned yesterday the timing of when you make the Karban Tamid Shalbein Abayim earlier in order to accommodate for the Karban Pesach. We also learned that the first and last carbon of the day typically is the Tamid. Tamid Shel Shachar is the first carbon of the day. Tamid Shel Ben Abayim is the last carbon that's actually the Gemara we ended off with. The whole focus of today's daf is going to be that there are exceptions to different either carbonus or avoidus. More avoidus is going to be a bigger focus, but we'll also focus on different carbonus, that there are exceptions that they could be brought even after the Tamid Shel Ben Abayim, and a little bit we'll focus a little on what could be brought before the Tamid Shel Shachar. Again, most of the focus is going to be on what could be brought even after Tamid Shel Ben Abayim. Namely, we're going to be discussing the Menorah, line of the Menorah, the Keteris that's done in the morning and night. The Keteris is done before the Tamid Shel Shachar and after Tamid Shel Ben Abayim. And of course, Karban Pesach, we already discussed. That's going to be a big focus of today's daf. So let's see. We're at the bottom of Nun Ches Amud Beis, right at the bottom of the page, Tanarabon. We're second to last line. Tanarabon. Tamid Kedin LePesach. We're going to have really two brises coming one after the next, which go through the order of what happens in the end of the day, especially particularly in Erev Pesach. They're both going to discuss that you have, of course, the Tamid Shel Ben Abayim is one of the last, and then the conversation really circles around what goes after Tamid Shel Ben Abayim. And the same three items we're going to discuss in both prices, it's Karban Pesach, the Keteris, and the Menorah. The question is this, what's the order from amongst those three things that are coming after Tamid Shel Ben Abayim? Says the Gemara. Tamid comes in Pesach. The Tamid goes before the Pesach. Pesach and the Keteris, but the Pesach goes before the Keteris. Keteris comes the Neiris, and the Keteris goes before the Neiris. So the order is Tamid, Shel Ben Abayim, Karban Pesach, Keteris, and then Neiris. Then line of the Neiris. That is the order according to this price. And the top of New Testament, the Gemara explains why that is. Yuchar Radavish number by Be'erev Ubein Abayim. The reason why the Tamid Shel Ben Abayim goes before the Karban Pesach. Because let the Karban Pesach, which has in it the word Be'erev and Bein Arbayim, has both the word Be'erev and Bein Arbayim, let that go after, let it be delayed further than the Dover Shalei Nember by Be'erev Ella Bein Arbayim Bavad. The Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim only has the words Bein Arbayim, doesn't have the word Be'erev. Karban Pesach has both Bein Arbayim and Be'erev. So it makes sense the one that has both Bein Arbayim and Be'erev should go after the one that just has the words Bein Arbayim. Yachi, 1 second. That's a great explanation why Karban Pesach goes after the Tamid. But Yachi, Keteris and Neiris, Nami, Nachdim the Pesach. Why are you saying that after the Pesach goes the Keteris and the Menorah? Let the Pesach go after the Keteris and the Menorah as well. Why? Yuchadavar, Shnemer by Barev, Ubin Arbayim, Ludavish, Shnemer by Elabin Arbayim, Mavad. Same logic. Let the Pesach, which has both Erev and Bin Arbayim, go after those items who only have the word Bin Arbayim, namely the Neiris and the Keteris, says the Gemara. Over there, the Pasuk is Mamait with the word I say. The Tanya says the Pasuk, Me'erev Ad Baikir. This is a Pasuk by the, talking about the Menorah. It says the Kohen should arrange the Menorah. Me'erev Ad Baikir. There's actually two different drushes. What we learn from the words Me'erev Ad Baikir. Tain La Midasa. Make sure to put in enough of a measure of oil. Shekalekas Me'erev Ad Baikir. Shot number one is, make sure there's enough of a measure of oil that it'll last, it'll burn from evening, from night, all the way till morning. It's one taitch of the Me'erev Ad Baikir. Or, davar acher, ein lecha avoida shekir Me'erev Ad Baikir elazu bavad. You have no other avoida that's kosher from evening till morning besides with this meaning. If you didn't light it right away throughout the night, as long as you light it, it's still okay. You light a light at any time. That, well, actually, the way Rashi explains what it means is that, There's no other avaida that can be done after this. This is the last avaida that's done from day till the next morning. This is the last avaida, and no other avaida is done after the menorah. Now, the truth is, we only brought a raya to the pasuk. We only brought a raya that menorah is going to go last. We didn't bring a raya to keteris, but the mepharshim point out, and it's going to be, I think it's going to be clear in the gemara coming up. Yeah, because it's going to be clear in four lines for now, where the Gemara is going to say that keteris is learned from menorah. Okay, says the Gemara, my time, Amar Kra. What's the pshat? Meaning, where do we see in this pasuk that you're telling me this? En lecha avoda shekshir me'erav ad baiker elazu. Amar Kra yarech oisai aronavana me'erav ad baiker. Oisai me'erav ad baiker ve'davrach me'erav ad baiker. The word oisai, that's the oisai we referenced a couple lines ago. Oisai is telling me that it is kosher for me'erav ad baiker and nothing else. Which again, the first time we're learning really two things. Number one is that your mitzvah is, if you didn't do it right away, you can still do it as long as you do it at some point before the morning, it's okay. You're supposed to do it by the end of the day. But if you didn't, you do it at any point between the end of today and the beginning of tomorrow. That's number one. But number two, it's the last avoda. Isa tells me it's the last avoda. How you know about Keteris? It's because we know there's a hekesh between Keteris and Neiris. So again, we're saying that the Tamid Shebein Arbayim goes before the Pesach, because Pesach has the word Bein Arbayim and Be'erev. Tamid Shebein Arbayim only has Bein Arbayim. If that's the case, ask the Gemara, the Pesach should go after Neiris and Keteris also, because Neiris and Keteris don't have both Bein Arbayim and Be'erev. On the other hand, we have a different drasha, Yarech Isai, we dash the Yarech Isai, that Neiris has to go last, and Iskish Keteris to Neiris, and therefore it goes after the Karan Pesach. Now, on this drasha of Me'erev Ad Beker, so that's the pasuk. That's those words of the pasuk. We have two drushes. Either tain midasa, give a measure that it should be enough to last from morning, from the evening till the next morning, or the second one is at the zman mitzvah the whole night, meaning that's the last thing that you do. And we said Oisai tells me it's the last one, the last avoda that you do on a regular day. So Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Chanukah in Siman Tuf Reish Ayin Hey, Shulchan Aruch brings that since hadlaka oisa mitzvah, so the halacha is when you light your menorah on Hanukkah, you have to have enough oil for a shear at the moment you light the menorah. It's not good enough to light a candle, or candle is a harder example. Light a wick with oil. That right now it's lit, but it's not enough to last. Let's just say the shear is half hour. Not enough to last half hour. But after you light it, squeeze some more oil in, and you add some oil, and then it lasts half hour. That's not good enough. Why? Because since the mitzvah is the hadlaka, the lighting is the mitzvah, not the placement of it. The lighting is the mitzvah, not the hanacha. If the lighting is the mitzvah, you have to have the shear tain midasa. You have to have the shear from when you light it. The shear has to be there. So Achronim want to point out that lechayra. That if you hold anachay is a mitzvah, that seems pretty clear from that halacha shulchan aruch. If you hold anachay is a mitzvah, then you lit it, and as long as you at some point add enough oil to have a shear, you'll still be it. So be fine. If you don't hold anachay is a mitzvah, as long as you lit it and add oil at some point, it'll still be fine. Says the achrayim lechayra these two studim, whether anachay is a mitzvah or anachay is a mitzvah, which is nafmina in the shulchan aruch, whether or not you have to have the full shear of oil, b'shashi light or not, is really based perhaps on our gemara. Our gemara is bringing two drushes from the word me'erevat biker. One drush is tain midasa, make sure there's a midah that you have enough for the light to last from erevat biker. Right away, there has to be such a midah. That would be like the tzad of hadlaka is a mitzvah. The other drush is totally different drusha. It's a different drush about it being the last avaida, about being the only avaida from evening to morning. So that drush doesn't have any reference to having the shear of oil. So the first one I want to say, that sheet's second tzad goes with hanacha is a mitzvah, and the first tzad of the Gemara goes with the idea of hadlaka. Isa mitzvah. Okay, nice little pilpul. There's a discussion. Well, first of all, there's actually a famous question, just to circles back on the same topic. The basis of famous question, why do we have eight nights of candles? L'chaira, eight nights of Hanukkah. L'chaira, the nace was only seven nights. There was enough for one night. Only seven nights was the nace. Of course, one of the most famous questions in all of halacha. So the basis, there's many answers given. The basis gives one answer that they divided up the oil into eight parts. They used only an eighth of it each night. An eighth of each night, and therefore every night was an ace. Even the first night was an ace because they used only an eighth each night. So on that, the first you ask, how can you do that? How could you use only an eighth? L'chayra, you don't have a shear of oil. Like our Gemara says, you need a shear of oil. So again, they want to say that answer of the Beis Yosef would have to be going like the second drasha of our Gemara, like this other side of Hanachay is a mitzvah and not Hanachay is a mitzvah. Because if it's Hanachay is a mitzvah, you couldn't have divided into eighth in the first place because it wouldn't be, you wouldn't get beginning the mitzvah, you don't have a shear. I mean, you could say that maybe they knew they don't have enough, so therefore I guess instead of being Mekayim one night, they wanted at least to have a zecher to the mitzvah. Maybe it's not going to be to the mitzvah in their minds, but they wanted to have at least have a zecher for eight nights, but that's not the way the first one wants to say, and the chari, it would be a raya on the flip side, that this Beis Yosef is Teretz, obviously Beis Yosef is himself the Shulchan Aruch, and we're saying that the Shulchan Aruch in Simba Tafresh Ayin Hei held Hadlaka Eis HaMitzvah, but in this answer, it would have to be going with the Sfar of Hanacha Eis HaMitzvah. Now, when we talk,
I don't know why one Roshi would exclude the other.
What do you mean? So there's another conversation about Meir Vat Beikir, Temi Dasa, how much is this year? How much exactly is that shear? Meaning, the shear, enough oil to last through the night. The question is, not every night is equal. The nights of the winter are much longer, the nights of the summer are much shorter. So which shear do you have? So Rashi in Zvachim already says, the shear, it's really good, I think it's even Gemara there, the shear of the Menorah, it's Gemara, is Chatzi Lug. And Rashi in Zvachim explains, because Chatzi Lug is enough for the Tkufas, I forget if it's Tkufas Tevis, Tkufas Shvat, but again, the winter. It means the winter, we have the longest nights, it's enough to last all night, a Chatzi Lug is enough to last all night. Rashi there says, and that's the shear. And once that's the shear, you do the same shear in the summer, even though it'll last, the menorah will continue to burn through the first third of the day. Not only it burns overnight in the summer, it'll burn into the first third of the day because you have so much extra oil corresponding the amount of hours of night that you have. That is Rashi Zvacha. Rashi and Menorah is similar. It doesn't argue on this point that you're doing a Chatzi Lug. You're doing the same shear winter and summer. He just veers a little bit from what happens. Again, Rashi Zvacha is saying the menorah was lit a third of the day as well. It went from the night before all the way into the day in the summertime. Rashi and Menorah brings two other Malchim. Either they removed the extra oil in the morning, not much what they did with it, but they would take and remove the extra oil in the morning so it didn't burn throughout the day. Or Rashi brings, interesting idea, that they used to put thicker wicks. Rashi means they used to put thicker wicks. They put thicker wicks in the summertime, which drew up more oil, maybe created a bigger flame, but it drew up more oil. And like this, the oil got used up in the summer faster. In the winter, where they needed to last longer, it was a longer evening, they would have thinner wicks, and it didn't burn throughout the day, it burned throughout the night, but they would make the wick thickness based on the length of the evening. Okay, one other, Let's go weiter, and then we'll circle back to another Chanukah din, Erev Shabbos Chanukah. We'll get back to that in a moment. V'tanya, says Gemara, we now have a Braisa that goes like our Gemara's question. Meaning we have another Braisa which argues like the question we just brought up on the prior Braisa. V'tanya ki kushu, we have a Braisa that backs up the question we asked before. Tamid kadem to Keteris, the Tamid goes before the Keteris, Keteris condemns the Keteris goes before the Neris, and what goes last? The Neris condemns the Pesach. So if you remember a moment ago, we just asked that if Pesach has Erev and Beit Arbayim, it should go last. Why does it go only after the Tamid Beit Arbayim, but it precedes the Neris and the Keteris according to the prior Braisa? And we gave an explanation. We had a drasha Me'ervat Baker, and we said the Keteris is Iskish Le'Neris, and therefore Neris and Keteris go last. We talk of a Braisa, no, indeed Pesach goes last. So we're not really, we're just switching Pesach's location. Pesach goes from being after Tamid, before Neris and Keteris, to now being the very last, after Keteris and after Neris. Says the Gemara, Tamid, again, I read it again, Tamid condemns the Keteris, the Tamid goes before the Keteris, then goes Keteris condemns the Neris, then goes Keteris before the Neris, Neris condemns the Pesach, and then the Neris goes before Pesach, Pesach is last. Why? The drasha we said a moment ago, Yuchal Davish Nemer by Be'erav Ben Abayim, Pesach, which has Be'erav Ben Abayim, goes the very last. It goes after Ludovish Lenember by Elabin Abayim Babad. It goes after both the Menorah and the Keteris, and even, of course, the Tamash Ben Abayim, which only have Lashon Ben Abayim, don't have the word Be'erav as well, and therefore goes last. Fact Gemara, but in the prior Gemara, we did have a Miyat of Isai. Doesn't Isai say that the Menorah should be last? Vaksiv Isai. Hay Isai Lemvayle Lemute Avaydish Bifnim. Isai comes to exclude Avaydish Bifnim. Meaning, when it comes to Avaydish Bifnim, let's not forget, Menorah was done here. In the Heichel. Menorah, of course, is in the Heichel. That's where it's situated. You know what else is done in the Heichel? The Keteris. Keteris is done on the Mizbech HaPnim. On the Mizbech HaZav, the Mizbech HaPnimi. That's what's done with Nim. So the Isis is telling me that you know what's the last thing to be done with Nim? The Menorah. Bachotz, you can do other stuff afterwards, namely the Karban Pesach. But Bifnim, the last thing that can be done is the Menorah. And what's it coming to exclude? Let's say the Keteris. The Keteris has to be done prior to the Menorah, which is what we just explained. Says the Gemara, Hay Isis Vayle in the Mutate Avaydish Bifnim, Umay Niyu Keteris. The Gemara spells it out for us. That what are we saying goes last? What are we saying that nothing comes after the Isai, after the Menorah? It means in the Heichel nothing comes after the Menorah. Namely, the Keteris has to go first. I would think that maybe do the Neris first and then the Keteris. The Isai tells me that the Keteris has to go first because the Neris has to be last. Says the Gemara, Ela Bein Arbayim Ektirena Lamali. If that's the case, Bein Arbayim Ektirena, what do I do with that? L'chari, that pasuk's mash, but the Keteris does go after the Menorah. What do I do with that pasuk? Hacham Rachmana Be'ida the Medlekas Neiris Tei Mekteris Keteris. That's you teach the pasuk to mean at the moment, not that you do the Keteris Bein Arbayim. At the moment that you're doing the Menorah, the Keteris had already been done. The Keteris Bein Arbayim was already done at the time of the Menorah. So again, according to this Braisa, the order is going to be Tamash Ben Abayim. But when I say order, I'm talking about the end of the day, of course. Tamash Ben Abayim first, Keterah second, Menorah third, and Pesach goes last. Now, before 2 points before we go to the next Gemara, first of all,
but doesn't the Braisa say?
You're right. You're right. We've been saying you give yourself Pesach 2 hours. So according to, I mean, very good, Yossel. If we're saying you give Pesach 2 hours, yes, I didn't think of that. It would come out that the Neiris Amamish coming. They're coming a couple hours into, before the end of the day. That's a very good point. Yeah, 100%. Anachami, it's a good point. Okay, so 2 points on this. First of all, Top Tosfos, there's one line Tosfos, it says, why are we busy saying Yuchar Davar? Everybody goes on the first Cheshbon, the first Parisa, we spoke of before, but the same question would be across the board. Yuchar Davar Shem Ben Abayim. We're saying, let Pesach go last, because that's Ben Abayim. You know where you go last? Pesach's once a year. Tamash Ben Abayim is every day. We have a cloud, Tadir V'Shen Tadir. Tadir Kaidem, famous klal. I'm surprised no one asked the question. So why wouldn't I say that the Tamish of Anabayim goes first, L'chor should go first for the Karban Pesach, regardless, without the drush of Pesach having the word Be'erev and Bein Arbayim, even without that, Pesach should go second because it's Ein Tadir. It's Ein Tadir, it should go second. Answer, Taisus Pashta answer, a bomb answer. That we've just had a drusha yesterday. What's the last carbon of the day? The Tamish Ben Abayim is on a regular day, Aleh Hashlim. The last carbon day is Tamish Ben Abayim. That's the whole point. That's the whole Gemara where we were saying there's some exceptions to that rule. But in general, Aleh Hashlim, the last carbon day is the carbon Tamid. And therefore, you're right, there's a concept of Tadashari Tadar. But there's also a concept of Aleh Hashlim, of having the last carbon day be the carbon Tamid. And that's why I would have thought that still the carbon Pesach goes first in order to satisfy that Aseh. It's Mitzvah Aseh. We're going to focus on it in a minute. It's Mamash Mitzvah Aseh of Aleh Hashlim, of finishing the day with the carbon, Tamid. Kamash Balan, then no Be'erev. And Bein Arbayim, the double lashon of the afternoon by Pesach, tells me that it goes after the Karban Tamid, Shemin Amayim, not before. Now, just going back to a discussion we touched on before about the Chanukah Lecht. So we know on Erev Shabbos, on Chanukah, the Prima Gadol brings that you're supposed to daven mincha prior to lighting the Neiros. You're supposed to daven mincha prior, daven mincha first, and then you light the Neiros. Shartzion says, because otherwise it's Tartas Hasri. Your Neiros are for the night. Your neighbors are for they represent night, and therefore if you light the neiros and then go daven mincha, you daven mincha for the day before, you're doing your mincha for the day before, and you're ready for the neiros. It's like a little bit of a tartas asri. That's the shartzion, the explanation in the Prima Gadam. Well, Maisa Mefarshim are very bothered that after we light the neiros of Chanukah, we then go light the neiros of Shabbos. What do you mean? How are you allowed to do that? If it's already representing nighttime, if Neiros of Chanukah already represent nighttime, as if it's Shabbos, you should be able to light the Neiros of Shabbos either afterwards. What's the answer? The answer is that Chazal knew that every year when they have 8 days of Chanukah, there's going to be at least one, maybe two, Fridays in Chanukah where you're going to have to light the Neiros before Shabbos because you can't light on Shabbos. For your Artakan, obviously you can't light on Shabbos, the Neiros. And therefore, they obviously on Erev Shabbos Chanukah, it's pushed. Part of the kind of late Neiros was that on Erev Shabbos Chanukah, you can light it while it's still day, and it doesn't mean that it's nighttime. When you light it, doesn't make it on the nighttime, very simple. That was when the Chamur Masaka and Neiros, even if normally it represents nighttime, not the Erev Shabbos. That's the simple Malch, the Farshim, and they take issue with the Prima Gadam. However, the Bir Kesef brings another reason, and really based on our Gemara. And that is, like we've been discussing, the Mincha really corresponds, we touched on this yesterday, when the Zman Mincha is, Rambam says Ikar Zman Mincha is 9.5 hours, the Rush says Ikar Zman Mincha is 6.5 hours, right? Mincha corresponds to the Tamashim and Arbayim. That's clear, and that's that the Homachlek is Rishonim is, because the Tamashim and Arbayim is brought sometimes at 9.5 hours, sometimes it's brought at 6.5 hours. Fine. So Mincha corresponds to Tamashim and Arbayim. Says the Bir Kesef, if that's the case, if Mincha corresponds to Tamashim and Arbayim, then we know Tamashim and Arbayim goes before the Menorah. So it makes sense to have Mincha first and then light the Menorah, because otherwise you're not doing like the setup of our Gemara. According to both prices in our Gemara, Tamid goes first, then goes the Menorah. The question was where Pesach slides in, but Menorah certainly goes after the Tamid, and that would be another reason why one should have Mincha and Erev Shabbos prior. Again, the Elm tries to do the Chachila, seems like B'diav, that was not so Makbin, but they try the Chachila to have Mincha early. Most Jews have a Minyan and Erev Chanukah, Erev Shabbos, on Chanukah, a little earlier Mincha Minyan besides the regular Minyan. Most Jews do have such a Minyan, but the Elm tries to do it, but it seems like that's not so Makbin. And again, people also argue on the Bir Kesef and say that very nice that the Menorah is a Zecher, the Chanukah Menorah, is a Zecher to the Menorah in the base of Mikdash, certainly a Zecher to the days that happened, but it doesn't really represent the Menorah. Meaning, it's not representing the Menorah in the base of Mikdash. It represents the nais that we have with the Menorah. It sounds like a nuance, but it's an important nuance. And therefore, this whole notion that the lighting of the Neiros of Chanukah has to mimic the lighting of the Menorah itself in the base of Mikdash, and maybe some of the Farshim are not so drawn to the Svara of the Bir Kesef. Okay, Zakti Gemara Vayter. Tan Rabban. Ein lecha davar shekoydim l'tamish ha-shachar, ela k'teres b'vad. There's nothing that goes before the tamish ha-shachar. So still not even focused on the tamish ha-bayim. Now we're going to focus on the tamish ha-shachar. And we said yesterday that, of course, that has to be the first carbon as well. There's nothing that goes before it, except, again, the exception is the k'teres. Ela k'teres b'vad, the k'teres goes before the tamish ha-shachar. Shenemar b'biker b'biker. It says double ha-shachar b'biker. If you can k'teres davar shenemar b'biker b'biker, the k'teres which has a double ha-shachar b'biker makes sense to go first. The k'sivik t'levar and k'teres k'teres. The Hikter Alav Aaron Kateris Sam Babaika Babaker. So that has double shabba biker. It makes sense to go first. Ladabar Shalyam by Ella Biker Echad. It makes sense to go for the Tamid Shashakh, which only has the word biker once. This is a chazor we said before, and you have nothing that goes after the Tamish Binabayim, El Kateris Neris Pesach, except for Kateris, Neris, and Pesach. Notice the order, by the way. This is like the second rice, which has Kateris, then Neris, then Pesach. If the order is Meduyik, it goes like the second rice we just quoted before, earlier. Umechusar Kippurim, now we add a new one, we didn't have this one yet. Umechusar Kippurim, Erev Pesach. Umechusar Kippurim, and Erev Pesach also is able to be a carbon after the Tamid. Now what's Umechusar Kippurim? Umechusar Kippurim, just to remind ourselves, is often a person, a Yeladas, a Metzayra, a Zav, certain people that have Tumah, usually it's 7-day Tumahs, so they go to the Mikvah on the 7th day, they're called a Tvil Yayim. They wait for Erev Shemesh, wait for nightfall, but they're still not fully mutter to kachim yet. When are they mutter? Only when they be a carbon the next day. It's called mechus kapara. They're missing a carbon the next day. That was matam ti kachim. That's mechus kapara. If you have a person who's mechus kapara, he's not going to eat carbon Pesach that night if he doesn't bring the carbon. It's Erev Pesach afternoon. For some reason, he hasn't been able to bring his carbon yet. He's mechus kapara. He won't be able to eat the carbon Pesach. He's allowed to bring his carbon even after the Tamid shall bein arbayim. Says the Gemara, mechus kapara Erev Pesach. He goes to the mikvah a second time. He brings his mechus kapara. He brings his carbon in the afternoon after tamid shemayin arbayim. He brings the kabbarnas that he needs and goes to the mikvah a second time. Which is interesting. Maybe I'm just misremembering. I don't remember elsewhere we discussed going to the mikvah a second time. No, you'll go, like I just pointed out, you go to the mikvah on the, let's say, the seventh day. Then you wait till nightfall, and the next day, the eighth day, you bring a carbon. And I remember going to the mikvah again after the carbon. Here, the Gemara clearly speaks out this idea of goes to go, shetavel shenis. You go to the mikvah a second time after you bring the carbon. Okay, it seems to be some sort of drabbanon. Oh, sorry, yeah, actually, it's actually a Mishnah Chagiga. It's a Mishnah Chagiga on Daf Chafal. That's where it's from. It's a Mishnah Chagiga on Daf Chafal where the Rabbanim Geizer a second time going to the mikvah. It's not a Ikud Deraisa. That's a Gzeir Rabbanim. Okay, so says the Gemara. Shetavel Shein is Veichas Pesachel Erev. Rebbe Yishmael Benayish Brechem Reika Imer. Af Mechusa Kippurim B'Shari Meis Hashana. Shetavel Veichas Bekachin Erev. Not just on Erev Pesach throughout the year. Any other day. Think about it. The guy brings a carbon. If he doesn't go, doesn't bring the Mechusa Kippur. He brought some other carbon. He has a shlama, let's say. If he doesn't bring the carbon that he needs to enable him to catch him, Mechusa Kippur, he's not going to eat the shlamim tonight. He's not going to eat it until tomorrow. He's losing out on half of his amount of his carbon. The carbon is going to become nifsel. It's going to get psalmiser. And therefore, not just Erev Pesach, the Gabi mitzvah of eating carbon Pesach, the Gabi all other days of the year, we learn Mechusa Kippur being a carbon even after Tamash Abin Abayim. So now the Mer explains. We're breaking a rule over here. The rule is that the last carbon of the day is the Tamash Abin Arbayim. We have a drush that Pesach can go afterwards. Great. But other than Pesach, other than Menorah, other than Keteris, we have drushes that go after the Tamash Abin Arbayim. We have a mitzvah, a lehashtim. We have an assay that Tamash Abin Arbayim is last. So why are we breaking that assay to enable someone, Mechus Kapar, to make a carbon, to enable him to eat his carbon Pesach? And, or throughout the year, to enable to eat his other karbanas, his other kachim, let him wait till the next day. Says the Gemara like this. Bishlam Tanakam, according to the first opinion of the Raisa, not Rosh Hashanah, Menashe, Merech, Merech, who says, Dafka Bekar Pesach. Okay, we first day, you know why? Yav Asay de Pesach, Shish Bekaris. Let that say of Karim Pesach, which has Karis. That's a very Chamitic Asay. It's one of the only two Asays in the whole Torah that has Chiv Karis. If one blows the Asay, that and Mila, Chayv Karis. So it's a very Chamitic Asay. Let it be Deicha Vit Chasay Tashlama, Shem Bekaris. Let it be Deicha the Asay of having the last carbon of the day, be the carbon Tamin, Shem Bekaris. Okay, the Asay of eating Karim Pesach is Deicha. We get that. That makes sense. Ella Bishmal, but I should make a break. Bishmal is not a break. My only hayase, mayase. What are you doing? You're letting him bring the Mechusa Kapara after Tamid, which is being over to say, in order to allow him to eat his kachim that he, from his carbon that he brought. Why is that say of eating the kachim of the carbon that he brought better than that say, the Israel say of bringing a carbon after the Tamish Ben Amayim? Amar Avina, Amar Chizda, Ha'acha b'chatas refeskin. You're right. You're not being over. When he says throughout the year you do it, he doesn't mean you're not being over the Isser being a carbon being makter there on the Mizbech after the Tamid, because it's talking about a carbon with his no Akhtara. What type of carbon is no Akhtara? Says Amar Ha'acha b'chatas refeskin. We're talking about Chatas Aif. Why? She'ain the Mizbech eladama. Chatas Aif, there is nothing on the Mizbech. You do dam, you put dam in the Mizbech, the rest of it goes gets eaten by Kohenim. No part of it goes gets burnt in the Mizbech. Since there's no Akhtara, it's not considered being makter something after the carbon Tamid Shabbat Abayim. And therefore, the Mechusa Kapara gets his carbon without being over on the Isser of Aleh Hashlam, of finishing the day with the carbon Tamid Shabbat Abayim. Says the Mara, Papa Amar, Afitei Mechatus Abayimus. You're asking that the Chira, you only should say Asay is Deicha Asay, where it's EF should do both, so you say one's Deicha. Right, so they actually, once I was going to wait to ask it later, I wasn't going to ask your question, it's a good question. There's two other points, I don't know if we call them questions, two other points that, that the Mefarshim discuss over here, that we're calling it Asay Chomer, being Deicha Asay Kal. Tayson Shabbos asks that who's being over the Asay Chomer? The Kayan. The Kayan is being makter on the Mizbeach after the Tamashi Ben Abayim. Who's being Yates the Asay Kal, meaning eating his Kachem? The Bailam, the Yisrael. So where do we find that you're even Asay, which is more lenient, in order that I can be Kayim and Asay Tzmochamer? Or Karmesa, forget about the Karmesa. In order for me to be Yates Karmesa, you're even Asay. We say such a thing, we say that Ruvain should do a chait in order that Shimon should not do a bigger chait. We find such concepts. There is such a discussion. This discussion, is actually a classic case of very realm of Halacha Maaseh today. Let's say there's a tzala call. Let's say a tzala call. And a bunch of people are jumping to their cars on Shabbos. They're going to be jumping to their cars on Shabbos to go run to the call. And the first person who gets there realizes that everything's under control. It's not a problem. Should he get on the call and let everyone know, everyone to stand down and not to come because they're not needed in order that they shouldn't continue to go and drive their cars. And be, again, I don't, using the word Chil Shabbos is strong words, this is Nefesh, of course. But now that he knows it's not, he would be, they don't, so they're fine, technically. So either just let them drive and let them go and do their thing, or no. Since he knows right now there's no more Pukul Nefesh, he should be telling them to stop. But he, in order to do that, would have to be talking on, let's say, radio. He'd have to be over in order to stop them from doing a bigger, quote unquote, again, I don't want to use the word Isser, what they're doing is Mutter, but a bigger Avera. It is a Mamash, this discussion. That is a Shaila. But that's one point that the Taisus and Shabbos already brings up. The L'chayra, you have the Kayim being over, of being makter after the Bein Abayim, in order that the Yisrael should be against the Karm Pesach, Taisa Zenachami. When the Yisrael is not a fault, in a case where it's not his fault, where he wasn't negligent at all, then yes, Ruvain, I don't know if Taisa calls Arvis, but Ruvain would be over a smaller assay in order to help Shimon be Mekayim a greater assay. That's Dik number one. Dik number two in this is that the Chor is not Be'edna. When he eats the Karm Pesach, he eats the Karm Pesach at night. You only eat the Karm Pesach at night, right? You don't eat the Karm Pesach by day. The Karm Pesach is only eaten at night. And when are you being over this isser of Tamid of bringing after Tamid Shabbat Abayim, right? Already earlier in the day. So you have the isser you're being over after the Tamid Shabbat Abayim earlier at the end of the day, and you only be the mitzvah Karm Pesach at night. Typically, we say that by asay dechalaisa say we say beidna. Now over here, we're not talking about asay dechalaisa. We're talking about two asays. So it's different parsha. It's different mechanics. So since it's two asays, different mechanics, we're not worried about beidna. We're not worried about one person doing for someone else. And maybe Leon, that would answer your question as well. That maybe we're a little more broad in our allowance. It's an asay and asay, not an asay and a lesay. Okay, says more further. So again, we have Ravina saying, you're not over, why? Because we're talking about Chatas Aif, none of it goes to Mizbeach. Rav Papa, our second answer, we can be talking about even Chatas Behema, and it's still not a Taina. Why? Mala Umalina Barisha Mizbeach. You just put it up on the Mizbeach, you're not makter it. You put it up on the top of the Mizbeach without being makter it, and once it's, by the way, once it's left on the Mizbeach overnight, the reason why you put it up on the Mizbeach is if you leave it off the Mizbeach on the ground, it would become psalina. Putting on top of the Mizbeach, it doesn't get the psalina. You leave it on the Mizbeach, and the next day you burn it, the next day it's fine, the next day is prior to the Karban Tamid, prior to Tamid Shabbat Abayim, of course, at some point during the day, you burn it. Says Gemara, Va'ika, Asham, that's great. That's great, L'gavi D'chattas. L'gavi D'chattas, you have an Eitzah of there's no meaning for the first answer. Chatas has no part that goes on his back, but for the right, that was by chatas. Rav Papa's answer was that you put it on his back, you don't put it on the fire. Says Gemara, that's all great for chatas. Hayeka Asha, Mishnah Rav Papa, Kuntav Papa, the same terrors. You put it on the Mizbech and you don't put it in the fire. That's great. Hainu, Demalne, same story. Elder of Chizu says the verdict, the chat has nothing that you makter anyway. Michael, what are you going to say? The chat, the Asham, you are makter part of it. Army, Shikar, Asham. You're right, you have to say, we're talking about a Hachab Maiskinan, we're talking about a case where the Asham already was brought. You have to say that this person has a chatas. I mean, just to point out, this person who's Mechus Kippurim is going to have to be a chatas, an Asham, an Ayla, let's say by Metzaira. He has to be a chatas from Ayla, so his Asham was already brought. In fact, Gemara, and chatas it can be now, that's the Chiddush. In fact, Gemara, what about Ayla? It's not true. Fatanya, Rav Shmuel Menashe Berachem Ha'Gaimer, Kishem Shechatasiv Hashem Ma'akvin. So just like the Metzeres Chatas Hashem Ma'akvin from eating Karbanis, from eating Kachem, Kachalas Ma'akvin. So to the Eila's Ma'akvin. So what about the Eila? What are you going to say? That you Ma'akvin already? Same story. Just like the Hashem was Ma'akvin ready, Eila's Ma'akvin ready. We can't say that because we're talking about a case where obviously the Chatas wasn't brought yet, and the Chatas goes before the Eila. Could the Eila be before his first, before his Chatas? I have a Tanya, we learned in the Baisa. Hikrav es Arisha l'chata, v'hikrav es Asher l'chatas Rishayna. Matam Leimar, even Lamech, they condemn us Eila. If it's teaching me that it goes before Eila, Harek for Nam, we already know that the Chatas goes before the Eila. As a Shani Yasa Eila Commission, we have another passage that says, as a Shani Yasa Eila Commission, Eila goes second. El Zebana Av, the reason why the second drush, tell me, L'chol. Whenever you have a chatas and eila coming together, what goes first? The chatas goes before the eila. So again, we're talking about the guy not being the chatas yet. That was Rav Chizal's answer, and the chatas is chatas ayif, and therefore you have to worry about going to mizbeach. But what about the eila? Ashim, because they went first. What about the eila? You can tell me the eila was already brought. It can't be brought because the eila comes after the chatas. Says the Gemara. And what are you going to answer me? That chatas ayif? Maybe that goes after the Eilas Behema. No, even Chatas Aif, not just Chatas Behema, even Chatas Aif goes before Eilas Behema. So, L'chaira, what's the case over here? How are you bringing the Eila in the afternoon after the Tamashe Ben Abayim? Amar Rava, Shaini Eilas Mitzayra. The Eila Mitzayra is different to Arachman Amar Tapa of Beis. The Torah says, Vela Akain Es Eila, Vehela Akain Es Eila, Shela Kvar. When it comes to the Eila by Mitzayra, over there, Lashes Vehela Akain Es Eila, the Kain will bring up the Eila Midarshan, that which we already brought up, meaning by Mitzayra, the Eila could indeed precede the chatas. Normally, we have a drush that all over chatas becomes an eila. Chatas goes first, but over here, the eila go first. So, really, going on to the same teretz. Hacha ma'eskinan. According to Rav Chisda, the case is that we're talking about a person being a mechusa kapara, only missing a chatas. The asher and the eila he already brought. He's only missing a chatas, and he's bringing a chatas aif, and therefore nothing's going on in his bech. According to Rav Pap, it's much more simple answer. He's taka going to bring the chatas behema, the eilas behema. The Asham Behema, he's bringing Eila and Asham, of course, only our Behemas. He's bringing all these Karbanas after Bein Arbayim, but he's not Makter the Emurim on the Mizbeach. He's not Makter into the fire. He leaves on top of Mizbeach and won't get Pselina. He's not Makter till the next day because he cannot be Makter after the Tamash Bein Arbayim. Amar Rav Shemim Bar Abba Ler Papa. So, based on this discussion of Rishon, we just had Rishon Reish Rech Mareka, the Mur has the following Taina. You give an answer that you put up on top of his back, but you leave it to the next day. Think about what's going to go on. Any kain who's running around doing avodah is going to see the stuff that's on top of the mizbeach but not in the fire. What's he going to do? He'll put it in the fire. And it'll be over this or of being makta something after Tamashe Ben Arbayim. He's going to think it already was supposed to be up. It was part of stuff that was supposed to be in the fire. And he's just going to put it in the fire. Army concerned, you're leaving a takala for these kahanim. He's going to think it's part of the other kabbarnas of that day that needs to be going on the fire. He's not going to realize that he's not supposed to put it in the fire because it's supposed to be left for the next day. Amalei kadam has reason. Famous, he said, kadam has reason, and therefore we could trust them to. Obviously, not labeling the piece of meat clearly, but they know the dinam, they know the situation, and they won't have to be concerned that they're going to make a mistake. Amalei Rav Ashi Rav Kana. V'amalei Rav Huna Breid Rav Nostar Rav Papa. V'kama delay miskak jemurim kana matiach lebasser. We have a klal that the kahanim only eat the meat of a carbon when you mak to the emurim. Till you mak to the emurim, you can't eat the meat of the carbon. And the Tanya, Yachal, you kind of Rishayim Chaz V'Shayik Kain Doctor Semurim. You would eat the kind of burning mutton the Chaz V'Shayik before you mak to the Murim of the carbon. Tamal Lemer Victor Kain is a Chelav. Hamizbecha the Chelav is part of the Murim. The Kain is mak to the Chelav Zbecha. V'Hadur. Then the pasuk says Vayechaz La'arin Omanam. Then he gets the Chaza. So the Kain, we learn from here that the Kain is only able to eat his portions only after the Haktara. Okay, therefore what? The point is the next line. We know that until the Kayanim are mutter in their portions, the Yisrael is not mutter in his portions. Although Yisrael, let me say better, the Yisrael doesn't get a kapara. If his soul doesn't get a kapara, he vayt to can't eat the karm pesach. Says the Gemara, v'kamet the kanalech b'basar until the kana meet the basar. Bailam schapi the ram don't get a kapara the time we learned the brisa. We had this Gemara mizvacha multiple times. Vachloisa mashia kupar bam. They should eat it. Those that they get kapara, we darshim alam shekanim eichlan bailam schapim. I day the kanim's eating the carbon, the bam get kapara. So step one, step two. Step one is the kanim themselves can't eat their parts of the kachim until that katara of the emurim is done in any given carbon. And the bailam of this carbon won't get the kapara until the kanim are eating their parts of the kanim meat. So it comes down until you makta the emurim, the bailam won't get a kapara. So you didn't gain anything. The chari is stuck. You're not getting anything. You can't. The bailam can't. If you wait until the morning to be makter, the bailam can't eat the kachem anyway at night. Can't eat karbon at night anyway. Amar lei kivin delei efsher. Since it's impossible, asan kibishin itba isha avdu. There's a famous din. I always found this concept a little bit interesting. That when the emurim are around, then the halach is you makter the emurim. That's matir the chaz v'sheik to the kanim, and the kanim eating the chaz v'sheik, that is a kapara for the bailam. But the ikka kapara we can't forget is the zrika of the carbon. The zrika of the carbon, the zrika when you do zrika on the mizbeach, the carbon's kasher. That's the ikka ritzai. That's really the main kapara. It's almost like kol zman you still have this other mitzvah to do. We say that's going to also be part of the kapara. But once it's gone, it's not makar the kapara. You don't bring another carbon if you lose the emurim. If the emurim become tameh or lost. Or if the chaz v'sheik becomes tameh lost, you don't say, oh, you need another carbon, you don't have a kapara. Avad, you have a kapara. It just means, kol zman it's around, we view that as being the kapara. And therefore, over here, where there's no choice, where the bailam need to be able to eat the karm pesach, he needs to be able to eat his kachem, over here we'll say that since it's at leefsher, we make it as if it got lost or tameh. And over there, the kapara is granted even prior to kanim eating prior to the emurim going on the mizbeach. Titanya yachl nitmu emurim ashavdu layu kadam zakim bechaz v'sheik. I would think that maybe the kadam no longer get chaz v'sheik if it became tamei the emurim or if it got lost. Tamalaymer vayachaz la'ir nagvanav mikol makam. We darshu the pasuk avada that the eved the kadam get the chaz v'sheik in all scenarios, even if for whatever reason it wasn't able to be if it got lost or tamei. Says the Rav Kana or Rami. Rav Kana asked a stira legabe the karbanas of the tamei shebein abayim being last. Ksiv v'leyon chiv chagi ad biker says in the pasuk you shouldn't let the chiluf chagi overnight till the morning ad biker do on mashma that you shouldn't leave it till the morning hakalayla kulyalan but mashma the entire night you could as long as it's burnt by the morning it's okay hakalayla kulyalan uksiv v'hikter lev chavish lavim but it says you should be marked on the chavish lavim on the hashlik kol banas kula mashma that the last thing that you marked here is the tamish ben abayim. The Tamish Ben Abayim is the last thing. So by the Karbanis of Yom Tov, it sounds like you shouldn't leave it to the morning, but you could burn it throughout the night. It sounds like you could do it even after the Tamish Ben Abayim. But Tamish Ben Abayim, we learned, should be last. That was the drasha. Obviously, we've been focusing on this whole daf today. And yesterday, Tamish Ben Abayim should be last. Which one is it? Is Tamish Ben Abayim last, or is the Yom Tov Karban last? That we're talking about where it was left over. It was left over, meaning it was left over. It was thrown on the Mizbeach before the tamid, but it didn't go into the fire itself. So it was done before the tamid like it should be. It was thrown on the mizbeach, but it didn't go in the fire itself. So you could put it on the fire all night. But in a chami, the last carbon of the day is still going to be the tamid shemayin abayim. Rami leir safa the rav. Rav safa es astira to rav. Ksiv leyon labayker zevach chagak pesach. It says the zevach chagak pesach should remain till the morning. Labayker yolon again. It's mashma that to the morning it should remain. Hakal yolon, but mashma throughout the night it can remain. Meaning as long as it's burnt by the morning it's okay. But mashma you could burn it the entire night. But elsewhere it says the eilav eat Shabbos b'shabbatay in its time. The eilas chol b'shabbos, the eilas chol b'yamte. That's what we need. That you can't bring an eilav chol. You shouldn't be makter the eilav chol on Shabbos, and so you also shouldn't be makter the eilav of the chol on yamtiv. Think about it. The karm pesach is done erev pesach on chol. Even though we've discussed in the past that maybe it's considered ready to yamtiv erev pesach, but it's considered legab yamtiv is called chol, and you're being makter at night, which is already yamtiv, the emurim from chayil. You're not supposed to makter that which was done in chayil on yamtiv. So why are we saying you're allowed to do it till the morning? Smash, we can do it throughout the night. Throughout the night is already yamtiv. Amar lei kfar rami nilei rab abba bechiler vavo. Rabbi Chiyah already asked the question. Vavo b'shanah lein answered. Hach bar basa shechol yis b'shabbes askinan. We're talking about the 14th of Shabbos. The chavi Shabbos kriyam yamtiv. You're right. The chiluf of weekday cannot go on the mizbeach, cannot be mukter on Shabbos or Yomtiv. But the chiluf of Shabbos, namely Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos, that's chiluf of Shabbos, that could be makriv on Yomtiv. Amar lei, which is the chavi Shabbos kriyam Yomtiv. Because you have this taka, it's a good answer, kishmak answer, but you're going to make the pasuk talk about a very specific case. The Torah in this pasuk of Layolin Labaikir Zevach Chag HaPesach is talking dafka where it fell on Shabbos, Erev Pesach on Shabbos. Amalei Shafka Lekra Dehu Dachin Kumukam Anafshei. Leave the pasuk alone because the pasuk is taka forcing you to touch that way. Yeah. If you read the pasuk literally, maybe come up with a different taich. But if you read the pasuk literally, it forces you to taich that way. So don't be so bothered that we're saying a deichik pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk itself forced us to say this pshat, and therefore leave it as is. We'll pick it up mitzvah tomorrow from the Mishnah. Have a wonderful